at the start, I didn't pull so rapidly yet. I pull a little bit, like maybe two strands from here, and then maybe I start noticing a small bald spot. Then I was a bit conscious, so I quickly tried to pull from another area so it wouldn't be so obvious. Hi, my name is Lynette. I'm 29 this year. I'm a dance instructor and I also have trichotillomania.
Trichotillomania is a hair pulling disorder. It is characterized by first, there has to be the recurrent pulling out of one's hair, resulting in hair loss. And second, there has to be repeated efforts by the individual in trying to stop or even reduce the hair pulling. Third, the hair pulling behavior actually causes clinically significant levels of distress and also impairs their social, occupational and daily functioning.
So I have been having trichotillomania for 13 years since I was 17 in JC. I couldn't cope with the academic workload. My mom noticed like my hair was falling a lot. She thought that it was natural hair loss or just due to stress and everything. So she brought me to the hair loss clinic, Beijing 101 and whatever, to do treatments. And in the end, we went to National Skin Center, and the psychiatrist was very definite that this was trichotillomania. Yeah, and then she's just like, oh, maybe you should have a conversation with your daughter and ask her if she pulls her hair. I think there's a lot of like shame going on because like I know I'm the one that caused it, and I don't want people to know that I pull my own hair out, but it's physically showing already. I also was also diagnosed with depression because the hair pulling affected my self-image a lot. Then the way I view myself was just very negative. Eventually the rate I was pulling was way faster than the way my hair could grow. So ended up I had to wear a wig. This is the wig that got me through my university and my first job. It's a 1,000 plus for this length because it's made out of real hair. And the top, you can see like this part, it's hand sewed so that it looks natural. You can see like a bit of like the scalp. Feels very foreign, like I don't recognize this person. I think university people didn't know like I was wearing a wig, and I felt like, oh, I have a chance at a new life again, to be normal again. It was like this duality that I was living. Like outside I'm very cheerful, very bubbly, like now no problem. But back home I was still pulling and like facing my own struggles and fighting it by myself. After university, I went to my first job. I was actually interning at a special needs school. And there was one episode where one of the kids had a meltdown and actually put my wig down in front of the teachers and all the other students, all the primary school students. I think I felt like my whole world crashed because it's like my secret is out. After that, I did apply, tried to apply full time, and I failed at the last round. And till now, I still keep thinking like the reason I failed is because I was wearing a wig. I think for the longest time, I really feel like if I don't recover from trichotillomania, I cannot do things properly in my life. So I was very desperate to recover. I've tried using, doing like nails so that it's harder to pull, or like putting like cream on my head so that I cannot pull. The turning point was after I got out of my first job because I wanted to pursue dance. So there are actually quite a lot of times when I'm in a bad mood, I would actually just like go and dance it out. And I think it helps to have something that I'm particularly confident in. But I felt like the wig gave me a lot of restrictions because I'm always afraid of the wig falling. And because of that, I switched from wearing a wig to wearing a bandana or like a headscarf. So I was very afraid of how people would view me once I make the switch. My friends, they just say like, oh, Lynette, you cut your hair. Nice hairstyle. I was like, oh, what? That's it? And I realized that it was really irrational fear in my head. Actually, the reality is not that bad. I decided to shave my hair in 2024, last year, because I was very tired of wearing a head covering, of constantly hiding. I actually did some interview videos. Those videos kind of like gained more traction and people found me through social media.
So do you think that I'm attractive with my hair like this? This is a hair condition called trichotillomania.
The fact that strangers can be so kind and ready to offer a listening ear and everything really made me feel a lot more safe to share about it on an online space about my condition.
I think we all have problems in our life and we have to face them in different ways. So, you know, some of us may have to shave our head and some of us may not be able to go out in public, but you know, we have problems and we find ways to fix them, that's all.
Somehow my video actually reached people who have this condition. It's good that they found my page and then they can talk to me and feel less alone.
Trichotillomania is a treatable condition. Of course, with early recognition and with evidence-based interventions such as cognitive behavioral therapy, in particular, habit reversal training has been widely recommended. In a nutshell, it helps an individual be more aware of their thoughts, feelings and behaviours so that we can break the pattern of the hair pulling.
I haven't been pulling for actually a few months. I didn't solve it by tackling trichotillomania itself. I solved it by tackling other aspects of my life. I'm in a better headspace. I feel good about myself. Then it shows in my movement. It shows in the way I carry myself. Now I'm quite comfortable with the way I look and just taking it as like my own styling, like this is my choice that I want to look like this, not because I have a hair condition.